Every athlete hits a stretch where nothing seems to click. The slump isn't a sign that you're broken, it's a sign that it's time to adjust. Slumps can feel heavy, your confidence dips, your frustration spike, and suddenly every mistake feels bigger than it really is. But here's the truth. A slump isn't a verdict, it's information. It's your mind and body telling you something needs to shift. Today, we'll talk about why slumps happen, how to navigate them, and why some of the toughest seasons end up being the most important ones in your development as a young athlete. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, so what is a slump really, and what isn't a slump? How do you know you're in one? And what are some things to know about what it really means? So a slump is not a sign that you're suddenly bad at your sport, or that you're just no good anymore, that you're somehow incapable of playing the sport again, right? A slump is a sign that something needs attention, whether it's your mechanics, your mindset, your confidence, or maybe recovery physically, right? Maybe you're just burnt out, your body's just tired and broken a little bit. Or maybe not fully broken, but needing some rest. So this could look like a basketball player, maybe whose shots stop falling in, right? And their confidence drops, and maybe they start hesitating to take shots that they would have normally been comfortable taking. Maybe for softball, baseball athletes, your timing gets off at the plate and you start chasing pitches. And then once you start chasing pitches, it snowballs into these more bad at bats. Okay. Maybe as a soccer player, it feels like your touch is a little off. And the ball's not always going where you meant it to go. And so your frustration starts to rise. And maybe because that's in the back of your head, you start making different decisions and that you're less assertive and aggressive with your touches, with your passes. Okay. So this can, like, slumps happen in any sport, but it's not a, like, death sentence. Yes, they can be frustrating and it can be very difficult to navigate if you don't have effective tools. But the key here is that a slump is just a signal. It's not a sentence. And by sentence, we mean like you're not done. It's like, all right, go sit in sports prison for a year. You're not going to be any good for the rest of the year. I want to share the most important slump season of my life as an example of how you need to think differently when you start getting into a slump. In my softball days, so I am naturally a right-handed hitter. When I started playing, I'm a right-handed, I throw right, I batted right. But I have an eye thing where my left eye is more dominant than my right. Technically, my right eye is actually lazy and doesn't focus. And so at the same time that I was figuring out my eyes, my 10 and under year of softball, at that age, everybody was like, hey, everybody try slapping. Or my dad and the other coaches were pretty good at letting us like experiment and play, especially just to try and test things out. When I would go to the left side of the plate to slap in either in practice or games where we were soundly beating somebody and needed an opportunity to try new things, I realized like I really did see the ball better. Like I could read pitches better from that side. Just something about my left eye being in the back, I picked up the ball a little bit better from that side of the plate. I was also not the fastest person. I wasn't slow, but I wasn't fast. And I noticed that I could beat out a couple additional plays to first base being on that side of the plate. So essentially, my dad and I talked it over after my 10 and under year. Granted, my team was wildly successful. We won the national championship that year. So we were coming off a very big high. When we decided, hey, this is the time, I'm young enough. Right, that based on what we were seeing, me trying to hit from the left side when we were just goofing around, we're going to take my 11 under year and really just focus on training myself to hit from the left side. Okay. And so, long story short, because of all these physical advantages and eye things, we made the decision I'm going to take the entire year and focus on hitting from the left side and not just slapping, but like power hitting. Okay. So, learning a little bit of both. And so what happened is that whole year, I had most of the same teammates from the previous year, and I wasn't as successful because I was learning to hit from a whole new side of the plate. My swing wasn't quite fluid, right? Because hitting is different than slapping. And so I had to retrain my body how to hit as a lefty. And the year was a struggle, right? I wasn't hitting the ball hard. I was making contact and my stats definitely went down a lot. I wasn't able to contribute as much from the plate as I had the previous season. I could still bunt pretty well. Like I could still put the ball in play, but there was really no pop, really no, I wasn't as good as the previous season. Okay. But I remember about roughly through the season, I remember being pretty frustrated. And my dad really took the opportunity to say, hey, look, right, this, what helped me minimize that frustration about that midseason is let's give it the full year. Right, you're 11, nothing really matters at this point in the sense of you're not getting recruited or anything like that. Let's take the full year. You can always go back to batting right-handed, but let's take the full year to really play with this, to let it give it its time. And he was very graceful with it in the sense that I don't expect you to have the same production that you had last year because you're doing something completely new. And having that weight taken off of me of there are zero expectations, right? The intention of us doing this year and really focusing on the left side is to set you up for success for the rest of your softball career. And I think that perspective helped me realize, okay, that is the way I'm thinking about what success means in this moment is getting in my way, right? I was still getting frustrated that I wasn't able to really hit the ball hard yet or be as successful winning games at 11. And my dad helped give me that perspective that I don't care about games when you're 11, right? I'm setting you up for success. You've said to you, this is something you want to do long term. I'm going to help you maximize your skill set, be as give you a weapon that will help you in your future moving forward. Okay. So some slumps, that was literally a full season. Okay. And for me, that season was not just a slump, it was growth in disguise. The struggles of that year, fighting through having to keep going up to the plate, knowing that I might not be as successful because I'm literally trying something new, but sticking to it anyway, helped really develop that perseverance and help me be more successful in the future. Right. Now, I've had other slumps in my life. My junior year in high school, I had a pretty nasty slump because I was putting too much pressure on myself, those things too. But I think this one set the conditions for me because it happened so young, it gave me a perspective of how to handle them more better in the future. Okay. What you can do, what athletes can do when you feel stuck is there's three basic approaches here. One, you got to go back to the basics. Typically, when you're in a slump for whatever reason, either your mechanics are off, your timing is off, maybe it's footwork or routines, it's something. Right, is maybe a little bit off potentially. Okay. And so just getting back to the simplicity and the basics of not trying to do too much, focusing on the mechanics and just getting back to foundational parts of your game. Okay. So for basketball, that might look simplifying your form, your shooting form, like at close range. Again, for softball, that might just be doing some front toss work to rebuild your timing. But whatever it is, get back to basics. Often when we get into slumps, it's because we're trying to do too much. All right. The other thing that you want to do is really focus on the controllables. There's often a lot that goes into performing your sport that has very little to do with you. It's out of your control. If you're in a quote unquote slump as a hitter because you've been facing the top three pitchers in the country for the last five games, okay, it's not necessarily a slump. It's the competition is so good that it's really hard to get hits, right? So focusing on what you can control, things like your effort, your attitude, your preparation, showing up every day with a good attitude is really powerful to helping you get out of a slump. For example, a soccer player focusing on their first touch and off the ball movement, right? It's just what is that first thing I need to do when a ball comes my way? Or as a hitter, really focusing on swing a good pitches, right? That's all I got to do. Keep it simple. Swing at good pitches. Something along those lines. Okay. So you want to make sure that you're breaking the game down into smaller wins. Again, often when we're in slumps, we start blowing the things out of proportion, and oh no, now this and now that, and we like the what ifs, and now I'm not contributing to my team, is we make the small failures into bigger moments. And so what you really want to do is break down the game into smaller wins. I'm going to have a quality at bat. I'm going to have good defensive decisions. I'm going to have clean passes. I'm going to communicate well. It's just coming back down to basics. And what are those process related tactics or skills that you can focus on that doesn't get you caught up in the results? Okay. And the other thing that really is helpful is you need to get curious instead of getting critical. And what I mean by that is asking yourself, what is this slump teaching me? Okay. Is it really a slump? Again, for softball, I know there's times where I was crushing the ball. Like I was hitting the ball really hard. And, but it just, for whatever reason, for a several game stretch, this actually happened to be my senior year in college, I was crushing the ball, but it kept going right at people. Or I literally had, I think, I don't remember who we were playing, but I literally had three diving catches made against me. And so I wasn't getting any hits per the stats, but I was doing everything right. And I was hitting the ball hard. And so understanding, like, let's get curious instead of critical. In that moment, it's okay, what's actually happening here? Am I having bad at bats? Am I hitting the ball poorly? No, I wasn't. I was just going right at people. Okay. But there have been times, my junior year of high school, I had a tournament where I struck out every at bat. And I had to ask myself, what is going on here? And what it was is I was having some difficulties with the coach, just poor expectations, all that kind of stuff. And I was pressing so hard because I was trying to impress the scouts and get, and essentially, I stopped being aggressive. I stopped swinging at the pitches I knew I could hit. Like it was gross. But I got curious, right? My dad sat down with me and was, okay, what's going on? Let's dive a little bit deeper because this is not you. All right. So self-compassion beats punishment every time. When you go through a slump, you just gotta like have grace for yourself. It's not the end all be all. It's just a moment in time that you got to work through. Okay. So the other reason why slumps can be helpful is help you rethink these is that they can often lead to breakthroughs. So sometimes a slump forces an athlete to examine their habits, maybe your mechanics, your routines, and your mindset. When you're getting curious, you might discover, oh, I've changed my routine. And that's, when did I do that? Why am I doing that? Let me get back to basics. Or maybe mechanically, you've realized you've gone up a level in competition and your prior mechanics were fine when you were playing less skilled competition. But maybe now that you're competing against higher quality competition, those less successful mechanics are being shown because the competition can exploit them, right? And so thinking through, okay, maybe I need to take some time to reset and fix my mechanics. Or maybe it's my mindset. Like maybe I got lazy with my attitude or my approach, or I have just a bad outlook on or a bad definition of success or what I'm trying to do here. A slump can help you examine those things. And what they do is they teach you patience, because often slumps take time to work out of, but they teach you resilience too, helping you realize that it's not always going to go well. Part of playing your sport is that you're not going to be successful 100% of the time. And learning how to deal with that and still show up with the right attitude, with the right effort, is really important. And it can also teach you a little bit of mental flexibility in the sense of what do you do when things aren't going the way you want? How do you maybe have a different approach or just stay agile? That there's this old definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. If you've gotten to that point where you're doing the same thing over and over again and you're expecting things to change, you're a little insane, all right, by that definition. And that's not necessarily helpful. So, really thinking again, it can train that flexibility of, okay, what are the tweaks I need to make? What are the changes I need to adopt? Okay, some examples might look like a tennis player fixing their footwork during a slump. And then as they fix their footwork, they start to see changes in their play. Or a sprinter, a track sprinter, retools their start technique after they've plateaued, right? And maybe they start getting PRs again. A volleyball hitter learning to read a block better. So maybe it's not their hitting mechanics at all. They're just hitting it to the wrong location. They're making lower percentage, they're hitting it right into the block instead of choosing placement better. Okay. So long story short, The breakthrough usually comes after the messy, after the uncomfortable part where you're not performing well. Okay. Assuming you're approaching it in the right way and using some of the techniques that we talked about last week's episode about redefining success, and the episode before that about how do you reflect on your performances to get really good information. So those two episodes are going to help you do this much better, especially if it, when we're dealing with a slump. Okay. So we're going to dive into some conversations, but I want to kindly ask you that before we do that, if you are enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing or sharing these episodes, sharing it with somebody in your life so that we can grow this podcast and get more people listening and getting access to these great conversations. If you're willing to leave a review, that would be amazing. It would be greatly appreciated. Again, every review helps just build credibility for the podcast. So, yeah, I'd appreciate if you could take some time and do that. Now, let's dive into our conversation. As always, a reminder of our rules. There are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening and try to minimize your distractions. And always remember that you can pause and discuss between each individual question or just listen to all of the questions and discuss the ones that are relevant for you. All right, so let's talk about our first question. Is there a part of your game right now that feels like you're in a slump? And what do you think that slump might be trying to teach you? Okay. Maybe if you're not currently dealing with a slump, which is fantastic, I certainly don't wish a slump upon you. Maybe think back to the most recent slump that you have, something that's pretty memorable, and think through what did that slump teach you? Okay, what did you learn about your game, or how could you, looking back on it, if you didn't really think about it, what did it teach you? How did you come out of that slump? All right. Our second question. If we focus less on stats and more on small wins, what would success look like for you this week? What is that process-related thing? What is that smaller win, that fundamental that maybe you can get back to help you get out of the slump? Okay. Our third question, again, this is for both parents and athletes, is that can you think of a time when something felt hard in the moment but ended up really helping you in the long run? Much like my switching hitting story. In the moment, it was hard and it was difficult. But after the fact, I'm so grateful that I took the time to do that because it set me up for success the rest of my softball career. Being able to hit from the left side and confuse pitchers like, is she a slapper? Is she a hitter? What's going on here? So it enabled me to really have some success later in life that I wouldn't later in life, later in my softball life. This is often the case when we experience difficult moments, difficult times. In fact, there's a whole field of study called post-traumatic growth that's all about this. Now, I'm not saying that switching hitting to the left side was a trauma for me. That certainly wasn't. But often, when it comes to resilience and growth, what the research shows is that the biggest times of struggle often lead to the most growth. Okay. So, again, I'm not hoping struggle on you, but when things are hard in the moment, if you can reorient your mindset to this hopeful approach of, okay, this is hard right now and I'm dealing with it and it sucks, but I know that there's something to be learned. This is helping me grow in some kind of way in the future that will help me. It really keeps that perspective and helps you maintain your optimism. Okay, so if you can look back on previous moments of struggle and how they've helped you in the long run, it helps you maintain that optimistic perspective for future struggles. So think about that for yourself. All right, and now this is our question from the parent perspective for kiddos. Is thinking about how could your parents and the coaches help support you during a slump without adding pressure? What do you think? Okay. My dad, who was also my coach at the time, really helped me get out of that slump when I was in 11 and struggling because he just reinforce that I don't care about your stats this year. Like, I don't care how well you help the team, right? What your job is to get better at developing your swing from the left side. And that's going to take some time. He helped remind me that when I started playing T-ball and all that kind of stuff. Like, my swing wasn't good then either. I had to learn that. And that perspective giving me, allowing me the time to just not be good for a bit as I grew, really take that load off of me, that pressure of having, feeling the need that I had to perform. Okay. So, what parents and kids listening, what could your parent do when you're struggling to help you reflect and focus on your effort and attitude and all of that so that you don't get stuck? All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it, right? Share it with somebody around you. Maybe if you've got an athlete you know is dealing with a slump, share this episode. Hopefully they find a few tips, okay? If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters to help your athlete gain confidence, calm, and the ability to be clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, if you have suggestions for me or topics that you'd like me to bring up on this podcast, you can hit me up in the show notes. There's a link to message me directly, or if you'd like to message me via social media, I am at on Facebook and Instagram at VAlstonCoaching. And I look forward to hearing from you. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will see you next time. As we head into the holidays, I want to take a quick moment to say thank you for being a part of the Car Ride Conversations community. For the rest of the holiday season, I'll be taking a short break, but I will be back with new episodes on January 5th. And one more quick teaser, I'm getting ready to launch a brand new podcast focused specifically on helping coaches build mental skills directly into their practices. So if you're a youth sports coach and you want practice tools to develop mental toughness without adding more to your plate, check out the link in the show notes to learn more. Until then, enjoy the holidays, soak up the moments that matter, and I'll talk to you in the new year.